Yappy Program on WVNN.
Welcome to the Yappy Program. I'm LT here with y'all. Prince William is co-hosting with me today in place of Yappy because Yappy decided to go on a very long vacation again. Did the same thing at Thanksgiving. Things just decided he's done working. I say that, but he has to work all week next week, and he's working for Dale as well on the Dale Jackson show. So he'll get make up all of his hours next week.
You know, he's really inconsiderate because you and I both have lives outside of this in this normal time slot. But Yaffe's like, nope, I'm going on vacation. Take over my job. Forget your jobs. It happened at Thanksgiving.
Your jobs.
Happens now.
Forget your lives. Forget everything else you might have to do. Do my stuff. That's what Yaffe told us. Word for word.
I'm just going to send Yaffe a bill of the money I'm losing from not showing up at my other job on time. I'm just going to do that.
I'm going to send him pictures of my child, sad that I'm not at home with her right now. Just make him feel bad for not being at work. But no, Yaffe is on vacation, but we're still here. We won't be here tomorrow because that's when some of our vacations start, or begin to start, hopefully. But no, we'll be here all day with y'all. I did want to mention real quickly something as in a development of the Joe Manchin situation, because we talked about this a little bit yesterday after Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia came out and said he would not be voting for the Build Back Better Act from Joe Biden because of the inflation rates, national debt, and also just because that's not what properly represents his constituents. A lot of people are very upset with him, which was expected. But it's interesting to watch because it's clear that all of these Democratic representatives, all of these Democratic senators who are criticizing Joe Manchin do not believe that Joe Manchin should actually be representing his state and his constituents. Instead, they want him to represent the far left base of the Democratic Party. If you really look at their criticisms, that's what it's about. It's no longer about representing your state and your voters, which is what he's supposed to be doing, so he's actually doing the right thing. But it's how can you pass our agenda? It's playing party politics over being what you were elected to be. He's supposed to be a voice for the people in his state and vote based off of how they want him to vote, not how his party wants him to vote. And a lot of the Democrats in the Senate and in the House have forgotten that, and they're going after Joe Manchin on it. And it's completely wrong, and it's a very misguided point of view, honestly. I mean, it's difficult to watch in some ways because it's a little disappointing. It's a little disappointing that we've gotten that low in some of this stuff. Now, one person who commented on this that I wanted to talk about because she's always good for some insane opinions is Bette Midler. Bette Midler decided to open her mouth on this issue once again, and she has... Recently, Bette Midler has made a reputation for herself for just being horrible online to people. Just absolutely horrible. So she put this out last night. She said, "What Joe Manchin, who represents a population smaller than Brooklyn, has done to the rest of America, who wants to move forward, not backward, like his state, is horrible. He sold us out. He wants us all to be just like his state, West Virginia, poor, illiterate, and strung out." Bette Midler is a garbage human being.
My goodness.
Bette Midler is a garbage human being. What a piece of trash. How do you say that kind of stuff about somebody's entire state and about all those people? Because basically, the message she sent here was, if you're not New York, I hate you, and you're stupid, and you're wrong, and you're probably on drugs. You're not allowed to disagree anymore. If you disagree, it means that you are wrong, and you're a horrible person. That's the message that she's sending there. And also, it just reinforces the idea that representatives are no longer supposed to be representatives of their state. Elected officials are not supposed to represent their constituents. They're supposed to represent the party. I mean, is that not what she's essentially saying here? Is that, oh, well, there's not very many people who live in West Virginia compared to Brooklyn, so his vote should not be that important. Right?
That's what she's saying, and like you've been saying, she's gotten out of focus. She's turned into what politics and what people are sick of politics is about, because this is what they're doing. All this is playing guilt. Oh, you are the one stopping the American people from the Build Back Better plan. You are the one stopping it. It's you solely, even though he's just trying to represent his people. So that's the sickness of politics that everyone hates.
Well, and I just think it's kind of sad to watch people just devolve into that. But it's interesting at the same time because it's really just, it's just sad. It's just sad. Because how do you get to that point? How do you become that person where you lack so much humanity that you're going to make comments like that about the people of West Virginia and just people in general? How do you get there? I mean, your brain has got to be completely broken on these issues. And I think some of it has to do with the way that we've propped up people and we've said, oh, well, you think this, so you're a wonderful person. But if you believe anything that agrees with Republicans, then you must be garbage and you must be horrible and you must be terrible, because if you don't want to pass all my social agenda items, then you're just not good enough to even talk to and you're barely even a person. That's the message that they've sent for so long. And for celebrities like Bette Midler, apparently that's taken hold in a really big way where you're willing to say this kind of stuff online. And it's insane. And it's kind of sad to see, especially from a lot of people. But, you know, we've also seen the way that the White House has reacted to this, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, everyone essentially deciding that Joe Manchin is the enemy. And now for the people of West Virginia, there have been some articles talking about that, because that's what's really important here. Is he voting the way that the people in West Virginia want him to vote? Are they happy with his vote? Or are they mad at him? Because that's what the actual focus should be on, not what Joe Biden thinks, not what Kamala Harris thinks, not what Chuck Schumer thinks. It's what do the people of West Virginia believe, and are they actually happy with the way that he's voting? And so far, everything that they've seen is that people are generally pleased with the job that he's doing, the way that he's voting on this, and that they didn't want him to vote in favor of Build Back Better either. Now, if there's groups within West Virginia who do want him to vote that way, I'm sure he's going to hear from them. But he has to weigh the majority. That's the way that he's supposed to vote. And he's also supposed to vote somewhat on his conscience of what is best for the people of his state in the long run as well. And he's already explained, Joe Manchin's already explained, that's what he's doing with this vote, because he can't vote for more spending like this due to inflation and the national debt. It's going to hit the people of West Virginia too hard and too severely. He doesn't want to see that happen. So while there's this Democrat bellyaching over the fact that he just won't pass their bill, they continue to ignore that 50 Republicans don't want to pass this either. So there are plenty of other states, there are plenty of other people who disagree with this entire notion, but they don't matter because Brooklyn has a larger population than West Virginia, so erase everybody else's votes, apparently. That's really what bothers me the most about this, because it was also Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tried to make this point as well, where it's like, oh, some districts in New York are larger than West Virginia. Cool. Doesn't matter. That vote still counts because they're a state. So that vote still counts just as much as somebody in another position in the Senate. And it should, because of the way that our government is set up. And it's actually a stronger point for why our government is set up that way, so that we don't have states just completely erased by some of these votes. Because if we started weighing it differently, where, let's say, California's Senate votes counted way more than Alabama's, Alabama, West Virginia, Tennessee, all of those states, gone. Doesn't even matter how they vote after that. That's why we don't weigh our system that way, and each state just gets two. But they refuse to understand that. There's too many people in the government who just refuse to understand that, and they seem to struggle with that concept that other states have the ability to voice their opinions as well.
Which is why we're not a pure democracy, and that's why we have the Electoral College. I mean, you've already mentioned it. Yeah. The president would never show up to Alabama. Never, ever. We are nothing without the Electoral College.
No,
but they've done a lot of polling on even this Build Back Better plan, and the American people just don't want it. It's at the bottom of the totem pole of what the American people want as a whole. I'm talking Democrats and Republicans, but they keep bringing this back up, and it's the best thing for Republicans, and it's the worst thing for Democrats to keep doing this, but they have to. They just will not stop.
Well, and if they don't stop, then I think this is going to be a big thing that shows up in the midterms, and they're going to try to you're going to see them try to run against Manchin on this. They're going to try and push back against Manchin when he's up for re-election on this issue, but I don't think it's going to help, because again, is he voting the way that the people of West Virginia want him to vote?
Because the only way he can get out is when they vote him out.
Exactly. And, you know, they want to complain and complain and complain about this issue constantly and pretend like he's betraying the Democratic Party. Maybe in their eyes, maybe in the further left of the party, maybe he is betraying them, but that's not his job. His job is not to uphold the Democratic Party, just like how our senators here from Alabama, Richard Shelby and Tommy Tuberville, it is not their job to uphold the Republican Party. And if the Republican Party was pushing something that the people of Alabama truly disagreed with, they better vote against it. Because it is not their job to play party politics. It's their job to represent the people of their state. And that's what Joe Manchin's doing, and there's a lot of Democrats who are really upset about that. But maybe that should be a message more to them of looking more at what their constituents actually want and looking more about what their state actually wants instead of what the internal Democratic politics are about the issue and how they can just push an agenda and get further ahead. Because that's what it seems like they're advocating for beyond anything else. The voters don't matter. The voters matter during election years, and that's when they really want to cater to them. But past that, they don't care anymore. And voters just are invisible. Voters are invisible. At least that's the message that they're sending. We're going to take a quick time out here for just a quick second. We got Alabama Bullet Points coming up next. It's the Gaffey Program. I'm LT here with y'all. Prince William is here as well. We'll be back in just a minute here on WVNN.